Good evening. Good evening.
Hello, Hanok.
How are you, Hanok?
It's Jasmine.
Excuse me. You sounded like Hannah. I apologize.
I changed my voice.
Yes, you did. How are you, Jess?
Getting you, Hanok.
Right now, you're the only one on, so we'll wait and see what happens.
How's the computer?
It's working well. It's really appreciated.
I'm glad. Malcolm.
Good evening, Malcolm. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimin Sa Tati Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Tacharenu No The letters of the month of Shvat, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Dali, the water carrier. Some people say it's the water bucket. It's the constellation, astrological constellation of Aquarius. Together, the Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92, which is 91 plus the Kolel. And we learn from this that the essence of the month of Shvat, the astrological influence, is that of unifying the physical with the spiritual. Na gibor dor sheyehud ha kevavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin barhem tacharem rachame sitkacha tamid gamlem Betetresh Tzadi Taf Gimel. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuha Nael Adata Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apaim, The Rav Chesed Ve'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Avon Ata Avinake. And now we're going to connect to the energy of the years, starting with this year of the year of the goat, 5777. There are two verses that connect with this energy. The first one that we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudcha b'richu ishkinte b'tilu. Urchimud hilud hilu urchimu. Le'achda l'shem yud he b'vav he. B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konanei aleinu maasei yadeinu konanei. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. This verse has five words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into three new Hebrew words. Tzatz, ki, ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letter of the five words, we're able to permute it into two Hebrew words. Dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Mayan Zion, concealed within it. And the letters of the name of the year is separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Hadivaku Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. Now we're going to connect to the year of 5776, the energy of the year of the pause. And there are two verses that connect to that energy as well. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yulimat ve'lo yachlu le'hafshit et kol ha'olot v'yichaskum acheichem ha-levim ad kilot amlacha. Yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim, ki ha-levim yishrei levav, lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hei 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 Aka A Reka Ha. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bithu Ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Tsurolamim. Now we come to the year 5775, the year that death was swallowed up forever, potentially. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad biliruki. The second that we read is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol ha-machavoyim, asher yitchabei sham v'shavtem, Eli el Nahon, v'halakti itchem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And we have Job chapter 20, verse 7 is the third verse. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav. Yomru ayo. And we come to the year 5774, the year of the energy of peace in the Middle East. And we have only one verse that connects to that energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Israel. Untati v'shakan, tachtav v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu, v'nei avla l'anoto, kasher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 12th of Shabbat, Rabbi Chaim Katusi, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Shor, Rabbi Baruch Kapilish, Rabbi Meir Atlas, Rabbi Zev Dov Zemoshitz, Rabbi Shmuel Chamula, Rabbi Shabtai Atun. And the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Baruch Shem Kivot Bof Dole Alak Wahed. So today's class is the Tikkuni Zohar class. And you will find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the second column from the left, the last row, row 19. When the Tikkun HaZohar landing page opens up, please scroll down to Tikkun HaZohar Class 6, which will open up to Section 8A. And we will also be able to do Section 9A, which is Class 6A. And we have already said the L'Shem Yehud, so we just need to essentially scan the Aramaic translation of Section 8B, which is where it opens up. And you'll notice in the Aramaic, there's a lot of permutations of the four-letter name of God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. We are scanning. Actually, what we just scanned was Section 8B. What is Yud other than Yehud or unification? The name of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei begins with Yud at the head, or the handle of the sword. Think about every thought you have being focused with the intention of unifying with this name. The Yud itself represents that intention for unification. It becomes the deciding factor throughout every decision you make. The question then always becomes, will this bring me closer to unification or farther away? No matter what thought comes in from whichever direction it comes, you designate for yourself the empowerment of Yud. Once you are established in Yud, then your pathways become clear. These pathways are symbolized by the Vav, or the Zeran Pin, meaning that once unification is your insistent goal, the directions that you take are along the pathways of the Sephirot. And this occurs on all four sides, meaning in all four worlds, from Keter through Malchut, and back again to Keter. It is the chain of association that you gain mastery over. The two Hays cut above and below, but what it is it that they cut? It is circumstance. And how does this work? It is the grounding of circumstance. That either nullifies or sets it into motion. In either case, it is the example of the voweling of Elohim that allows the haze to sweep into motion. Bina, filled with intention, also establishes the transformation of circumstance, as in bringing it about or making it null. These are thoughts in your mind that are errant or contrary to unification. These are the ones that are bound by the Shema so that no tendrils of confusion grow, sowing seeds of doubt. The eternal momentum or the righteous momentum is found in prayers, which seek unification in the greater good. The Shema is our most powerful thought, and therefore our most unique weapon against chaos. When we recite the Shema, it reaffirms our intention for unification and reestablishes our mastery over the domain of our thoughts. It is the evil inclination that has to be slain without reservation. It is only a thought and must be summarily eliminated, erased, made to have never existed in the first place. An unwritten commentary. I have had many students who have thoughts that keep coming back to them, and they know these thoughts are from the negative system, from the evil inclination, and yet they still focus on them. They still allow those thoughts to come into their head. How do you remove them? How do you remove them? The answer is a suggestion that I make to my students, and all of them, without exception, have found they work, depending on how well they implement this suggestion. Visualize a wooden box sitting on a log fire. Its top is open. The fire is unlit. Take the thought and put it into the box and close the box and lock it. Now light the fire and watch the box burn with the thought. Watch that smoke rise up to God, straight up to God. When that thought returns, as it will, burn another box, put it in another box, burn it up. Every time you see and you perceive a thought that you know comes from the negative system, put it in that box and burn it up. It's a tool that works. Continuing to read. The evil inclination must be removed from the heaven of your thought, of your thought atmosphere. And every action you perform in deed, every thought begins an action. If you burn the thought up, you won't do the deed. But if you've already done the deed, burn up the deed. Put it into the box along with the thought. Now, this evil inclination exists for a reason that is bound to our own definitions of holiness that has somehow become mixed up. And upon their names, it stated in Scripture, Yud-Keh-Vav-Keh and Elohim is a sun and a shield. And so it comes true. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Section 9a in the Aramaic we will scan. Section 9a in English. There are two thrones. One is inside the other. Just as the moon is inside the orbit of the sun, so too is the Shekhinah inside the orbit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thoughts reside likewise, one inside the other. Sometimes we are seeking one thing and come up with another and realize that this unexpected thing was in fact the answer after all. The evil inclination or the errant thought may be several layers deep, but the alchemy of the wise is to learn how to catch that thread of evil and spin it away from the righteous thoughts so that you rid Israel or the body of thoughts that are surrounded by holiness from that taint of chaos. The taint of the evil inclination, Samach Mem, is insidious, meaning our thoughts are permeated with chaos simply because the nature of thinking is vast. There are two kinds of thoughts. One may be characterized as children. These thoughts are the reactive thoughts that follow like children every shiny object of interest without discrimination. The second kind are like servants in that they are directed by our intention, the inner will, the good produced in kind. This in turn causes the Shekhinah to descend, as the symbolism of the Vav suggests, forming that connection between thought and action. The Shema forms a unity between above and below and is locked into place with the knot of the Yud. This knot of Yud is the indisputable unity. Out of this unity proceeds the Vav and the He. This is why any deviation of this process, as in talking between putting on the head and hand to fill it, causes a break in this flow. Sin is defined as a break in the circuit that is made active by tefillin and the Shema. The higher glory, the higher He, the higher mother, represent the connection that is directly established with the mystery. The mystery, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, flows into and through the crown of Tiferet. Here is established the connection between head and hand, or between thought and action, as previously stated. The linking of head and hand is the intention. The Vav in the middle, connecting both head and hand to tefillin. Israel saw the great hand, meaning that our awareness rose to the level of chesed and made the connection via tiferet along this sacred pathway. In this way, mercy revolves around tiferet, intersecting the orbit of judgment, or givurah, which is the binding of the evil inclination, and that it, destruction via the sword of the Vav. The three times hand refers to the pathways above and below that pass through Tiferet. In this way, the 42 names of God are revealed. These 42 names are 7 times 6, or 7 times the pathways of Zeranpin, which is 6, from Chesed through Yesod, as spheres, and then 7 pathways leading to Malchut. Within consciousness, the main emphasis of these pathways are in the holiness that they embrace in establishing the flowing of the Shekhinah. It is important to realize that the great hand of the lower Shekhinah refers to the pathway between Chesed and Chachmah. Shekhinah is dependent upon this pathway. In the same consideration, the strong hand is the pathway between Givurah and Bina. This symbolism is tied to the inner tefillin that is associated with the pathway of the middle pillar. The master of the world is the source of all emanation. What we have here is the imaging of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, combined with the tefillin, and then linked to the thought processes that are eternal within. The Shema and its blessings form the architecture of holiness within. The purpose of this architecture is to construct a dwelling place within, to make that most sublime of all connections with the King, seeing the entire chain of association from the initial thought that arises out of Keter to the fulfillment taking place in Malchut. The sole impediment to holiness is the evil inclination. When it is bound and eradicated, there is no exile, and the Shekhinah flows. Unless this is taken care of, the connection cannot be wholly made. Tiferet is trapped, meaning the Shekhinah is blocked from its flow. This blockage is concerned primarily with the recognition of that flow, and then the awareness of being cut off becomes acute. The divine name exhibits itself only during a perfect connection. The emanation from Keter reaches Malchut and then reciprocates from below to above. It is one thing to recognize that our thoughts produce our life experiences, the flow from above to below. And it is another thing to realize that our awareness of the fulfillment from below to above sets the stage for an eternity of fulfillment, completing the circuit and in effect establishing the Shekhinah for all time. The only way you can step outside of yourself is to identify with the holiness within. While stepping outside of the box of these worldly thoughts that would limit your perception, it is your awareness that rescues you. Out of this awareness is the realization of the 42 mentions of the divine name. What you understand is the unity of both your questions and your answers, and subsequently how both work together to draw you inside of the holiness within. When you recite the Shema, you call or move into place the reality of, you will call and Hashem will answer. This is illustrated by Adonai, who answers Yudke Vavke in the tefillin of the head, that then directs the hand tefillin, or the thought that directs the action that takes place. The housing in the hand and the head are taken together, so that there are in total five housings. It is called the weaker hand because actions are a diluted form of thought. And the secret of a thing is because he is devoted to me, I will deliver him. Kaf Yud, 30, and Bet Yud, 12, in Gematria, Mem Bet, 42 names of Tefillin, and of the head and of the arm. I will keep him safe, for he knows my name. I will be with him in the Kriyat Shema and answer him. This is what that which is said. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. Yudke Vavke, four houses for the front tefillin, the head, which are the four letters of Achye, and Yud Yud answers Yudke Vavke, that are the four houses of the hand tefillin. Adonai, and if you say they are not in hand, but one house of five, they are the weak hand. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We will scan section 9B. Section 9B in translation. Consider now the architecture of thought. One thought ties to another and is subsequently linked on one side and then the other. In the same way, the five housings are linked together via hey from Yudke Vavke, which on one side links to Yudke Vav, and on the other side to Echie. The symbolism of tefillin is tied to Torah, to the Shema, and syllogistically tied to the physicality of the head and hand. Imagine then that the head is the box wherein the four compartments of tefillin. These verses in their meditation form a permanent part of the holiness that is within. The arrangement of these verses is mirrored to the Sefirot, beginning with Chachma and Bina, flowing through Chesed and Geburah, and reaching stasis with the Shema in Tiferet. Then moving once again, flowing through until Malchut. This is a map of the passing of thought into form. The three straps indicate the pathways of the Shekhinah as it transforms the inner emanations via Hod, Netzach, and Yesod. It is the transformation of the higher He into the lower He, of Malchut becoming the thing itself in stages discernible and yet maintaining its unification all along the way. Transformation is the key here. The knot of the tefillin is the binding of thought, in this case, the higher thought, symbolized by Yud, which passes through and becomes the thing unto which it is sent. Bina flows through the five intervening sephirot and is then turned into the essence, via that it, that becomes the image of itself in Malchut. In Malchut is established the mystery of the word, in that thought is guided by the middle horn, alluding to in the head tefillin, specifically the knot that stays true to the nature as it flows into manifestation. Malchut is resident in the strap of the hand tefillin. This is the binding strap that wraps physicality around the idea within. Keter, the crown, is the home of the eternal conception. When we lay tefillin, it is as though that plan of conception were impressed upon our body. The idea always remains above the fulfillment of its precepts. The mystery of the word is that through the ten sephirot, the word flows itself into being. This being in its fulfillment and its conception is none other than Yudke Vavke. The heavens are established with understanding, meaning that through Bina the divine flow emanates from the left side of Tefillin. It is here that the transformation occurs via the interaction of Chachma. The yud upon the daughter, that is the next phase to occur. The four watches refer to the staging of the flow. Stage one is from Chachma to Bina. Stage two is from Bina to Zeranpin. Stage three is from Zeranpin to Yesod. And then stage four is from Yesod to Malchut. The arrangement of these four letters determines the particular pathway that comes into view and offers a corresponding connection. The pathways of He Vav Yud, the letters in the middle, refers to the phrases that reference the middle column of Sephirot. All of these verses point to the transcendence of Hashem, to sanctify, to give thanks, to listen and hear the unity of that transcendence. These acronyms that are presented here are shortcuts to these pathways that link the Sephirot together. The analogy here is to thoughts that reference each other in an endless chain of association. These thoughts are the pathways of mind, and it is here that the divine flow is promoted throughout the world. Through these shortcuts, we see the connections in Torah to the divine name in its various permutations. All of this is to demonstrate that Hashem is written into the fabric of Torah. Each example refers to the holiness that is about to be revealed. It is as if the divine name that appears crouched in the end letters of a phrase are also its resting place where it can be perceived. What we find then within these Torah phrases are the persistent callings of the above that seem to be off the stage somewhere, but all the while they are imminent and resident within. The connection is then made via the name that is exalted, that accomplishes the hand and brings forth the good, righteousness, that is revealed by there, the holy name's perception. Each time a thought appears, it is wrapped around a form. This is to give that thought a context against which it may be measured, tracked, and pass into greater reflections that illuminate this original thought that embodies the form. And these points exist at the end of the tefillin like this. The Lord is King, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The Lord was King, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The Lord will be King, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The names above, their points are written underneath. From every name, four names, as it is said. And this one, Ze, this, equals 12. Calls corresponding to the 12 faces of three chayot. To the other, Ze, which equals 12. 12 wings of three chayot. This is the secret of tefillin and tzitzit. That's the end of the section, the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow night at 4:30 West Coast time, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, our questions and answers series. Thursday at 4:30, we will have advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class for the Parasha of B'Shalach. I bid you all shalom. Have a beautiful week. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.